Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So good news and bad news when it comes to gas prices in the state of Texas and nationwide. Daniel Armbruster is with us from AAA Texas. Daniel, first off, we're seeing some rising crude oil costs, and that is leading to higher prices.
It is, yeah. So, you know, at a time when demand is expected to continue to increase around the globe, because more people are vaccinated for coronavirus, and of course there's demand for travel, we're seeing issues such as in a pipeline, a key oil pipeline from Iraq to Turkey, is experiencing a fire or experienced a fire, which is going to cause tighter supplies in the markets. And that's one of the many reasons we're seeing crude oil prices increase. And when crude oil prices increase, we typically see gas prices increase because that makes up about 50% of the cost that's paid at the pump by the consumer.
We're still just a little under $3 a gallon. You know, I didn't bury the lead very well. We are, you know, cheapest in the nation. What's leading to that? And give us some numbers nationwide for comparison.
Well, when we look at Dallas-Fort Worth, for instance, we did see a slight decrease in the average on the week to $2.97, but still, as you said, under $3 a gallon. That's 81 cents higher than it was a year ago. Texas does have the lowest statewide gas price average of any state in the U.S. at $2.96. But the average in Texas did go up 4 cents across the state. Now, when you look around the U.S., for instance, California is paying $4.65 a gallon. That's the highest in the country, certainly much higher than Texas. But, you know, here in Texas, we have lower taxes and fees on top of our gas. There's less cost when it comes to moving that oil around and distribution. So all in all, that creates cheaper gas prices for us as drivers. But certainly they're much higher than they were a year ago.
Is there anything specifically in cooler weather that we need to think about in trying to get the most gas economy, trying to use the least amount of gas possible this time of year?
Sure. Well, your tires are very important. And of course, colder air can cause the air pressure in your tire to decrease. So you just want to make sure your tires are properly maintained. They're inflated to the correct level. Not only is underinflated tires take away from your fuel economy, but it's also very dangerous because you can have a blowout on the roadway. And if we do, for instance, have winter weather later this winter, we could see, you know, it's a problem with traction on the roadways if your tires are not in good health.
You said we're going to continue to experience high demand, it seems, as especially as Omicron comes down. And, you know, it seems like people were traveling anyway. So what's the gas price forecast over the first part of this year?
Most market experts seem to agree that that crude demand will continue to increase. And of course, that is going to force the price of crude oil up. And that will likely continue to cause gas prices to climb, at least in the short term, as we go into the next month or so. It's really hard to forecast gas prices beyond a few weeks or a couple of months, because there's just so many dynamics that go into them and so many things that can change. As we saw, for instance, when, you know, demand for crude plummeted when the coronavirus hit.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.